From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Ivory Coast, security forces today arrested the disputed leader, Laurent Gbagbo, in a bunker under his official residence. He had hunkered down there last week after a nearly five-month power struggle with his presidential rival. Today's arrest comes after UN attack helicopters, backed by French firepower, hammered Gbagbo's residential compound. The arrest ends a deadly political standoff that disrupted valuable cocoa exports and threatened to return the West African nation to civil war. Ivory Coast's new president, Alassane Ouattara, said Gbagbo will go on trial. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said his arrest would send a message to dictators and tyrants around the world.
They may not disregard the voice of their own people in free and fair elections, and there will be consequences for those who cling to power.
NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arkton is in Ivory Coast's commercial capital, Abidjan, where today's drama played out. And Ophébia, this battle for power has been going on since November. What can you tell us about today's denouement?
Well, I have arrived at the Gulf Hotel, and the Gulf Hotel is where the UN-certified president-elect Alassane Ouattara has been hunkered down for the past 5 months or so. But it's today that we see Laurent Gbagbo, his presidential rival, who has refused to step down, who has refused to relinquish the presidency, has been brought here. Now, we're told by the UN peacekeeping spokesman Amadou Toure that it was Alassane Ouattara's forces who arrested Laurent Gbagbo, and he was holed up in the bunker of his presidential mansion. His people, his spokesman, Gbagbo's spokesman, said that Gbagbo surrendered himself to the opposing forces. So that's a dramatic turn of events, because for the past 2 weeks, we have seen fierce fighting going on here in the commercial capital, Abidjan. Civilians blockaded in their houses, and it looks as if the guns have fallen silent for now.
Well, Ophébia, what happens now to Laurent Gbagbo?
Big question mark. Ouattara's UN ambassador, Youssoufou Bamba, says now that they have Gbagbo in their hands, he is going to go for trial for human rights atrocities and violations of human rights. But we haven't got to that stage yet. The UN says at the moment that it is prepared to protect what the Gbagbo couple. Mrs. Gbagbo was also brought to the Gulf Hotel, and they will see what happens next. But it seems that Ouattara's people are pushing for some sort of trial on human rights abuses. But I have to add here that it's not only Laurent Gbagbo's forces who are accused of targeting civilians with heavy weapons, especially Gbagbo's side, but also the pro-Ouattara forces are also accused of human rights abuses, and that has been said by many humanitarian organizations and others, especially in Western Ivory Coast, which is a tinderbox. So both sides could be facing court cases.
Now, I gather there are still a great many men with arms in Ivory Coast. Will today's arrest actually stop the conflict?
Indeed, and the UN says now that Gbagbo is in custody, that is the priority. Abidjan in the past month or so has become a lawless city. You have both pro-Gbagbo youth militia and pro-Ouattara forces in the city, heavily armed. Civilians are talking about being held up for everything from jewelry to food, and yet they have been without water, without food, without security, and without healthcare for weeks. So the UN says that is the priority. And certainly civilians are going to say that must be a priority. Restoring law and order must be number one, because they are absolutely terrorized.
It's NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arkton in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Ophébia, thank you.
Always a pleasure.